Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Memtesam and Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah Memtesam and Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Izehu Mamzer, what could create a Mamzer? Kol She'er Basar, any relative, any Isser Karva, Shehu Bula Yavai, that has a Lois Asay on that relationship, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, says Rabbi Akiva, that relationship, if someone has a child, that creates a Mamzer. Shemin HaTimni Aymer, Kol She'chayavin Alav Karis Bidei Shemayim, only a relationship that has a Chiv Karis, that creates a Mamzer, V'lacha Kidvarav, and that's the final Alacha. Rabbi Yeshua Aymer, Rabbi Yeshua has a third shita, kol shechayavin alav misas bezden, anyone who has a chiv misas bezden, that creates a mamzer. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Azai, the matzasim megillas yochsim b'Yerushalayim, I found a megillah that detailed different people's yichos in Yerushalayim, u'kasubon, I saw written in this sefer, that it said, ish pleini mamzer me'esh ish, that so-and-so is a mamzer, because his mother was an ish ish. L'kayim divrei Rabbi Yeshua, which obviously the fact that the megillas yochsim felt the need to specify that he's a mamzer from ish ish, which does not have karis, it only has misas bezdin, it has a chiv chenek, it must be that the Megillah was coming to teach us that the Allah is like Rabbi Yeshua. Says the Mishnah Vayter, that ishtei shemesa mutar b'chayisa. A person, if his wife dies, so then he's allowed to marry her sister, only if she dies. Even if gersha, if he divorces her, umesa, only if she then dies, mutar b'chayisa, then he's mutar to marry her sister. Even if he divorces her, and nises la'acher, and she marries someone else, he's still not mutar to marry her sister, only if umesa, only if she then dies, so then, mutar b'chayisa, then he can marry her sister. The same thing by a yevama, yevimtei shemesa mutar b'chayisa. If a person has a yevama, so he's not allowed to marry her sister. Only if she dies, then he can marry her sister. Chalatzla umesa, mutar b'chayisa. If he does chalitza with her, only if she dies, he can marry her sister. If not, he cannot. Nises la'acher, even if he does chalitza and she goes and marries someone else, he cannot marry her sister, unless umesa, unless she dies, so then mutar b'chayisa, then he can marry her sister. Now going back to the first part, says the Gemara, my time at Rabbi Akiva. What's Rabbi Akiva's makar? That any lav of karva that could create a mamzer? Because the pasuk says le'yikach ishes eshes aviv v'le'yigale kanaf aviv. So the ending of the pasuk talks about le'yigale kanaf aviv, which we dash from here kanaf shara aviv le'yigale. That a person's not allowed to be together with kanaf shagala shara aviv. The shaila is what's that talking about? So we had on daftal the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda the Rabbanan says the Gemara of the savor like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Akiva learned like Rabbi Yehuda. The amar banusas aviv akasas. Medaber, who says that the Torah is talking about Anusas Aviv, that a person has a Laisa say, he's not allowed to marry Anusas Aviv. The Habili Chayvi Lavin, it's Chayvi Lavin, it's Lavin de Karva, it's Machmas Karva, but it's Chayvi Lavin, Usam Achleim, right after that, what does it say? It says in the Torah, Layavi Mamzer, Bekal Hashem, the parish of Mamzer, so Alma Mahani, Havi Mamzer, so you see from Chayvi Lavin, Shal Karva, that creates a Mamzer. Now says the Gemara, Ula Rabbi Simai, Demar Beshar Chayvi Lavin, the Lav de Sher. According to Rabbi Simai, who says that according to Rabbi Akiva, all Chayv Lavin are able to create a Mamzer, even a Chayv Lavin that are not Machmas Karva. Ulu Rabbi Yeshavav, Demarba Afilu Chayv Asay, he holds even an Asay, like Mitzvah Adoimi, even that could create a Mamzer. So where do they know it from? Nafkaluhumi Viloy. From Viloy Yigalakanaf Aviv, the extra Vav teaches us to be Marba even more Yisurim, even all Chayv Lavin, or even Asays, that they could also create a Mamzer. Shimon HaTimni, who says that the Mamzer is only created from a Chiyav Kares, he learns like the Rabbanon, the Amri, who say that the Pasuk of Legal Kanaf Aviv is B'Shoimeres Yavam Shal Aviv HaKasim Medaber. The Torah is talking about marrying a person's father, a person's own father's Shoimeres Yavam. If it's his father, Shoimeres Yavam, the Havli Chai Vekrisis. It comes out that she's a Chiyav Kares, Alts Eishas Achi Aviv. Usamachlein, right after that, again, it says, Liyavi Mamzer. So Amu Mechai Vekrisis Avi Mamzer. So being that he learns that the pasuk of Legal Kanaf Aviv is talking about a Chiyav Kares, and it's the same drasha batzem, it's the same smichas as Rabbi Akiva, just he holds that Legal Kanaf Aviv is talking about a Chiyav Kares, so he learns that it's only a Chiyav Kares that could create a mamzer. Rabbi Yeshua will tell you, the lichta rechmanu leyigala. Layikach lamali. Why does the Torah b'chol have to say layikach ishas aviv that could create a mamzer? It's pashut. Alav hachi kamar that mi layikach al leyigala havi mamzer tfei loy havi mamzer. That's the only thing that could create a mamzer is ishas aviv. Is someone who has a chiv misas bezden. But others that just have a chiv kares or have a leisa say, so they could not create a mamzer.